calendar. It was a long time ago, but there is a Jewish man reading his Torah with son, and he was putting the covered head and small son. Brother Mike, well done.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We will ask Tabitha to sing. Tabitha and Mani. Amen. Tabitha was so encouraged to sing. He was bothering Mami from yesterday. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's don't discourage small children.
Amen.
In His love.
his name. We thank the Lord that we have a special week that we are rejoicing in him. Amen. And this morning, let's look at what we have here. Shall we be seated for a moment? God is blessing. We have some visitors among us this morning. Amen. And then we have a prayer request. Amen. We have a prayer request here. We wish our politics also into the hands of the Lord. Let me read the prayer request first before we welcome our visitors from the Lord. Brother Daniel, as Brother Daniel said, please keep me in prayer that the Lord will provide me a job.
Amen.
Amen. How many believe that?
Amen.
He said, also I ask to pray for my sister and my husband. So God to bless you for remembering your brother and your sister and your sister's husband in prayer. That the Lord will continue to work in their hearts.
Amen.
And life. Praise be to our God.
Amen.
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 If always we will remember someone in prayer, the Lord also sees toward your needs. Amen. So before we pray, let's welcome our visitors. We have our sister Agnieszka and her husband, Sydney. Amen.
Amen.
And then their son Janet from Limerick.
Amen.
We see you as no visitors. Amen. Amen. We see you as the children of God.
Amen.
And the children of God are gathered here this morning. So you are welcome. Feel at home. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we bow down our heads as we pray? Shall we stand? There is another one. Oh. Sister Twin from Nigeria. And her three children.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And I was hearing our little boy reading some word. Is this Psalm 91? Amen. God to bless our little boy. Let's bow our heads in prayer. But before we pray, let me read something for the prophet, please. Let me read something for the prophet. Amen. It was a message that was preached one Sunday like this. Praise God. And the title of the message was The Great and Mighty Conqueror.
Amen.
So when the prophet came to the pulpit, this is what he said first. He said, good morning to you.
Amen.
Amen. And a very happy Easter to each one of you.
Amen.
That this is one of the greatest days in commemoration of the resurrection of our Lord. It is one of the greatest days of all the days of world history. That it is what? The resurrection. And we are happy to be here this morning. How many are happy to be here this morning?
Amen.
Said we are happy to be here this morning on this great day to see the sun rising and the flowers are rising from the earth and everything speaks about what? Easter. Amen. And this morning truly we see the sun rising. Amen. But we have a better sun rising, S-O-N rising this morning.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Oh, shall we bow our heads now as we pray? Amen. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, the joy of our heart knows us bound, Lord.
Amen.
As Lord, we remember what happened some 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you that that we are the beneficiaries of it to God. Oh Lord, that day, by your own death and burial and resurrection, Lord, you broke through every veil of the enemy.
Amen.
You broke through death. You broke through the veil of grave. You broke through the veil of hell. And Lord Jesus, you brought to us, a redemption, Lord.
Amen.
To a people that, Lord, we were once, Lord, lost in sin and trespasses to God. Living by what? The dictates of this world. We were walking, according to the will of this world, Lord. Mm. Father, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. But Lord, that day when you rose up, Lord,
hallelujah,
you brought the redemption, Lord, unto us. And this morning, Lord, we can say the Lord, we are quickened,
amen,
by your resurrection, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And today, Lord, we can say we are saved and we are lost in you, God, through Christ Jesus, sealed by the Holy Ghost, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. Even the brightness of the day shows that, Lord, truly, there has been something that has taken place spiritually, Lord.
Amen.
So this morning, Lord, as we have come to your presence, O Lord, we come with our request from Brother Daniel, Lord, as we have read it to God.
Yes,
Lord, he's looking for a job. Lord, what did we know? The Lord, you have already prepared everything for your children before the foundation of the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, this request, Lord, we lift it up, and as many, the Lord, in this house, they are also looking for job, looking for any other request, Lord. Father, we bring all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That you meet each and everyone according to your riches in glory. Oh, Lord. But that Daniel, even remembering his own sister and husband, Lord. Father, he's asking the Lord, something be done in their lives, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, you are the omnipresent God, Lord. You know where they are. Lord, quicken the life in them, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And now, Lord, as we stand in your presence, even as the prophet said, give us a little blessing from heaven.
Amen.
And even a little taste of the resurrection power, the quickened power this morning.
Please.
By your word of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with your thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God richly bless you as we are standing. Let's turn to the reading of the word. We shall quickly look at Revelation 1:18. Then from there we will read Romans 8:11. Then we will read Mark 1-2 and continue with Luke 24:2-8. Let's hear the word of God. First, Revelation 1:18. Let's hear the word of God. Said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Our second reading, Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
Amen. Next reading is Mark 16, 1 and 2. Mark 16, 1 and 2. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And this we shall continue from Luke 24, 28. The same story will continue from Luke 24, 28. The same story will continue from Luke 24, 28. Luke 24, 28. So the sisters came to the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Luke 24:58. And they found a stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in a shining garment. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Verse 8. And they remembered his word. Amen. Then we shall end it up with Matthew 28:7. It's all about the same story. Praise God. We end it up with Matthew 28:7. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Heavenly Father, yes, we know that this book of prophecy, Lord, never, no one had interpretation of it, because it never came by the will of man. But according to your word of God, holy men of God spake as they were led by the Holy Spirit. Father, this morning we have no interpretation. It takes the Holy Ghost now to bring this word to life to us. Father, your servant surrender himself now. Come, take your place, Lord Jesus. Speak to us this morning. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. The Lord tells me, amen. Shall we be seated? Praise the Lord. He is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Amen. Oh, how many want to see him in the resurrection power this morning?
Amen.
Amen. That was the message given to what? The two sisters to go and tell the disciples that he goeth before you to Galilee. There you will see him. But today, you and I, where can we see him? He is in the midst of us this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. He is in the midst of us this morning. Amen. To do what? To quicken his word unto everyone that is ready to hear the word of God. And we are here this morning to hear him. Praise God. The week has already started with our precious brother Eli giving us from Wednesday and Friday, giving us how it looked like. Amen. During the what? This Passover week. That Passover week, how it looked like. Said it was a real busy time in Jerusalem. Amen. And he said you could see Jesus was about his father's business. Amen. And was going between what? Bethany and Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen. And this morning I want you, I want also to add something to it. But I want us to look at what? Just days before the Passover. Mm. Praise the Lord. Our brother was talking about what? The week of the Passover. Amen. Jesus going between Bethany and Jerusalem. Doing what? The Father's business.
Amen.
Amen. But I want to also draw your attention to days before the Passover.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it was also between what? Bethany and Jerusalem.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The Bible says the distance between Bethany and Jerusalem is 15 furlongs.
Amen.
15 furlongs. You know, I am a student of our colonial masters, the British. Praise the Lord. And so during our days, we were using inches, yards, and furlongs and others for distances.
Amen.
So I still remember that 8 furlongs make 1 mile.
Amen.
Amen. So 15 furlongs, it just means a little more than what? 2 miles. As Bethany and Jerusalem.
Praise the Lord.
And days before this Passover, oh, glory be to God,
amen,
something was happening between these two places. People were going to and fro, praise the Lord,
amen,
days before the week. And what was the attraction? That they were going from Jerusalem to Bethany. Where was the attraction? And what was the attraction? The attraction was in Mary and Martha's house. Praise God.
Amen.
The attraction, people were going to where? Mary and Martha's home. That was where the attraction was. And what was the attraction? The attraction was Lazarus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
People were going up and down. Why? Because they have heard that a man dead 4 days had been raised up.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
And so, as our brother was saying, before the hectic times of war, the Passover itself, that week, already, the week or the days before that time, the whole place was not a hectic one. Because everyone was curious.
Amen.
He wanted to go and see that man.
Amen.
Oh, because they were at the funeral.
Mm.
Many were there at the funeral. They saw that this man had died. He had been buried.
Mm.
Now, 4 days, on the 4th day that Jesus came to the house, people were still there.
Amen.
Amen. People were still there. And so when Jesus has raised up Lazarus, people saw it and they ran to Jerusalem. Hey, come and see what is happening in Bethany. Amen. That man has what? Has been raised from the dead. So already it was what? People going up and down between Bethany and what? Jerusalem. Praise God.
Amen.
But I want to ask one thing. Where was the greater attraction?
Mm.
Where was the greater attraction at that time?
Amen.
The greater attraction, the man that has raised the dead.
Amen.
Where was he? Amen.
Amen.
According to the Bible, Jesus had, and his disciples had withdrawn themselves. And I'm going to what? A quiet city somewhere, Ephraim. The city of Ephraim. Praise God. Because the raising up of Lazarus was the last straw at the back of the Pharisees and what? And the scribes. And the chief priests. They said, now enough is enough. We need to what? We need to find this man and stop him. Because when you read the Bible, it said many of the Jews that came and saw Lazarus, it said many believed in him.
Amen.
So as our brother was saying, if Jesus had wanted to see the sympathy of the people that he will not go to the cross, he had a lot of support and that time. Amen.
Amen.
He had a support at that time. Not to go, but the people would have stood behind him. Amen. And so, when you read the Bible, the chief priests and the Pharisees and some of the Jews, the hardened ones, they said, look, Lazarus, even we need to kill him. See the wickedness of God's Satan. They want to destroy the evidence. And you see, for them, one thing is that when you are not in the right mind, all your decisions are what? Are always wrong.
Amen.
This man died for all this. He has been raised up. You say we are going to kill him again. Oh, praise the Lord. They wanted to decide what the evidence. And that was the time they were also really serious that Jesus Christ, they had to walk. They had to stop him now. But as our brother was saying, Jesus Christ went with his disciples. He withdrew himself to Ephraim. Not because, as our brother was saying, not because he was afraid to die. Oh, praise the Lord. Not because he was afraid to die. But because, amen, the word of God and prophecy must be fulfilled.
Amen.
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 The word of God and prophecy had to be fulfilled.
That's right.
Because if they had arrested him that time, the word of God would not come to pass. But every word of God must come to pass, my brother and sister. Amen.
Amen.
Every word had to come to pass.
Amen.
Because there has been a prophecy that has not yet been fulfilled, which was about him. And that prophecy was made by what? Zacharias. Give us Zacharias 9:9. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Zacharias 9:9. The prophecy says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. He said, shout, daughters of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just.
Amen.
And having salvation.
Amen.
Lowly. And riding upon an ass.
Amen.
And upon a colt. And the fall of an ass.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
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 That word, that prophecy, got to be fulfilled.
Amen.
So Jesus had to what? Withdrew himself for that word to be fulfilled. Because
Amen.
The time has not yet come. He has to go to Jerusalem on the first day.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen. Right.
Not that he was afraid. That he went hiding. No, sir. Amen.
Amen.
But before, because every word of God had to be fulfilled. My brother, my sister, so it is, Malachi 4 got to be fulfilled.
Amen.
If the Bible says, I will send you an Elijah, amen, to turn the house of the people back to unto what? Unto the fathers, apostolic fathers. It got to be fulfilled.
Amen.
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 So anyone who talks about this message, talks about our prophet William Branham, amen. My brother, what message? Tell me! What message can, in this Laodicean time we are living in, can really turn the people's heart back to apostolic fathers?
Amen.
What message? Every message, every word of God, every prophecy of God got to be fulfilled.
Amen.
So that was the reason. So if you want to see where Jesus went, turn to John 4:54. The greater attraction when withdrew himself. Amen. John 11:54. John 11:54. He said, Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence unto the country near to the wilderness, unto the city of Ephraim, and here continued with what? With the disciples. Amen. If you read in all that place, you see how. Amen. The people were so much determined that he went there. Amen. Not because he was what? He was afraid. Or not willing. Amen. The greater attraction. Never busted. Or maybe if it had been Brother Maxwell that had raised someone from the dead. I would like everybody to see me. To know that, I'm raised by Brother Maxwell.
Raised the dead.
Amen. Popularity.
Amen.
I would want to take all the glory. So it is many. Oh, I laid hands upon him, I prayed, and he got healed. Oh, you? You have nothing.
Amen.
Praise God. I laid hands upon him, and the glory of God made him what? Made him what? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the way to say it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that the glory will be to him.
Amen.
Not I did it. No, sir.
Amen.
I just lay hands and prayed. And God, his promises, that when we lay hands upon the sick, they will recover. He's the healer.
He healed him.
Amen.
Amen. I did this, I did that. You did nothing. Taking popularity. Greater attraction went even what? Went to hiding.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Brethren, now let's go to our first reading. First reading, Revelation 1:18. It said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Amen. The proverb said in the message book Patmos Vision, he said, how deeply moving and inspiring was the appearing of Jesus to John, who was in exile for the cause of the world. And behold, the living word now stands before him.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
He said, look, a deeply moving, inspiring appearing of Jesus Christ to John, who was in exile in Patmos for the cause. Listen closely. For the cause of the world. Brethren, let us sometimes put ourselves onto self-exile for the cause of the world.
Amen.
Let us sometimes put ourselves in a self-exile. Deny ourselves.
Amen.
To seek his presence.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let us do it. Amen. And here he said what? The living word was standing before him. Oh my. Praise God. In another place, the prophet said, it was a breathtaking to see that sight. That means it was astonishing, and at the same time, it was what? An impressive sight. Oh, to see what? The supreme deity himself standing before you. Praise the Lord. We all know the story already. Amen. John said, I was in the spirit in the Lord's day. And I heard a great voice as unto a trumpet behind me saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches in Asia. Amen. And he said, and as I turned to look at the boy that spoke to me, the voice that spoke to me. And as he turned, he said, he saw one. As they come toward the Son of Man, dressed in a garment down to his feet. And then he started to describe the appearance. Amen. The head. The eye. Amen. The hands. The legs. He started to describe so amazing the appearance of Jesus Christ. And the prophet himself says that is what? The sevenfold glory of his appearance. Amen. The sevenfold glory of his appearance. Brethren, the prophet continued to say that what an illuminating vision for every descriptive attribute has a significance that his eye, his head, his hands, everything has a significant word, meaning. He said, what a revelation of his glorious being. Oh, hallelujah. And he's here. He said, his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Oh, that's why over there will not be any sun. Huh? Amen. Because he will be the light of that place. Said his countenance as the sun shineth in his forehead, in his strength. Now the prophet said, no human being could stand the full effect of this vision. No man can stand before it. He said, John, his shirt utterly gone. He fell on his feet. And as though dead. But one thing, the prophet said here, I so much love. He said, what? He said, but the hand of the Lord in love. The hand of the Lord in love touched him.
Amen.
Amen. And then what? He said, and the voice of blessing said unto him. Oh, this morning, Lord, we believe it.
Amen.
That your hands of love is upon us.
Amen.
And your voice of blessing is speaking to us this morning.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for the resurrection power. And what did he say? He said, fear not. Amen. Fear not. Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Lord, we thank you, God, that we are the beneficiaries of all these things that, Lord, we are here. Praise God. The prophet said, what is there to fear? When he had laid that hand of love upon you, what is there to fear? If he has spoken through his voice of blessing, what is there for you and I to fear? The prophet says that the judgment that fell upon him at the cross, the grave, and when he descended, was for us.
Amen.
Amen. That judgment was for us. And so he said, he absorbed the full brunt of what? The wound of sin. He absorbed it, the impact of sin. He absorbed it. Amen.
Amen.
The impact of sin was what? Death. And he received the brunt of it. Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
He said, therefore, my brother, there is no condemnation to as many that are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
There is no more condemnation. But brother, don't see yourself, my sister, don't see yourself that you are a sinner.
Amen.
No, sir.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
You have paid the price.
Amen.
Never see yourself. The devil comes and tell you, oh, you've sinned, you've done. And he says, go out, get away from me.
Amen.
And know what the Lord has done and paid for me.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
But meanwhile, the Bible also says, if grace abounds,
So we continue and sing.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But one thing is that, brother, the thing is, none of us is a sinner here this morning.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And we hear the amen.
Amen.
None of us is a sinner here this morning.
Amen.
We have paid that price.
That's right.
Oh, praise God. There is no condemnation in anyone that is in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. No. No, sir. And he said, for surety, because he has been what? The attorney and the judge.
Mm.
I mean, the attorney and the judge.
See?
The attorney, he is representing us. And then he is the same judge. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's just like when you are playing chess alone. Oh, praise God. You see, or you are playing Ludo alone. Huh? You always put a marble at a place where you can kick it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so that's what he did. He presented us and he said, what, judge? And how can someone, how can the verdict be against you?
Mm-hmm.
But that when you are playing with you alone, do you lose?
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh? When you are playing chess alone, do you lose?
Yeah.
You always win.
Amen.
So praise God.
Amen.
That's the way how it is. Attorney and at the same time judge.
Mm.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Said, he's both attorney and judge. And as judge, the case settled.
Amen.
Amen. It is finished.
Amen.
There's no more condemnation.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
Why should the church fear?
Mm-hmm.
The prophet is asking, why should the church fear? What promise has he ever failed to manifest before us?
Mm.
Why should it? Why should we fear the punishment of death?
Amen.
He has overcome all. And he is what? The mighty conqueror. He is the mighty conqueror.
Amen.
So, the prophet continued to say that don't fear. He said, don't fear John when he was fed. But now, don't dare, put your name there. Don't fear. Amen.
Amen.
Don't fear, Brother Greg.
Yes.
Huh?
Mm.
Don't fear. Don't fear, little flock.
Amen.
We are the little flock. Amen.
Amen.
All that I am, you are a head to it.
Amen.
All my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours. I stand in your midst. I have come. I've not come to bring fear and failure, but love, courage, and ability. Amen. The Lord says he never came to bring any fear to us. Oh, this day of what? Of the resurrection. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's bringing what? He's bringing love, courage, and ability unto us. The ability to overcome every word, every word of the enemy. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Now we go to the second reading.
Amen.
Oh,
today my wife didn't give me my handkerchief.
Let's go to the second reading. Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
We know that Jesus, when the 4 days he went to Mary and Martha's home, he told Martha something. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live.
Amen.
He knew what he was going to do.
Amen.
And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So believeth thou this.
Amen.
So think about it. Someone who says he is the resurrection and the life. So how can you keep the resurrection and the life in the grave? How can you keep the resurrection and the life in the grave? He said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of hell and of death. You see? By his own death and burial and resurrection, he proved the word to be true.
Amen.
Because there has been a word, we have heard it last week, there has been a word about him. And that word about him, the prophet said, every word of God is a law.
Amen.
Amen. It has to come to pass.
Amen.
Just as we have heard. Amen. Every word.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Every word in this book
Amen.
Got to come to pass.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, yes, sir. And so there was a word somewhere that says, I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption.
Amen.
Neither will I leave his soul in hell. So it was a law. About what? About Jesus Christ. So we read that portion last week. Let me read it again in the message book, The Restoration of the Bride Tree, 1962. The prophet said, oh, there was a law in Christ. And that law is in man. That same law that was in Christ is in man also. That Christ, you can bury him in the deepest grave. You can bury him in the deepest sea. You can bury him in the lowest hell. But the law of God is there.
Amen.
It will raise him up. Because the law says, I will never leave his soul in hell. I will never see that his body will come into corruption. But sir, that word is there.
Amen.
So the prophet said, that's the reason the law of life was in Christ. When the word spoke that I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption. And so there will not be enough time or enough devils. All the devils come together and even put him in the lowest hell, he will still come out.
Amen.
Amen. There wouldn't be enough of anything.
Oh, hallelujah.
To keep Christ in that grave. No, sir. Because the law of God will bring the word to pass.
Amen.
See, the word of God as a law. Let's look at some, like the prophet mentioned that. Let's look at a bed. Okay? There is a law in a bed.
Praise God.
Amen. You climb the highest skyscraper with a bird and release it. Oh, to open its wings like this.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Be gliding and be gliding and come back to your what? Wherever he wants to land.
Amen. There is a law in the bird that he can fly. And no matter height you put him, when you release him,
he will come back, he will come to safety.
Amen.
Okay, put a man there.
Put a man there. Because that law is not in the mind.
Amen.
Amen. Put a man there. Even only three stories.
Praise God. Not skyscraper.
Put a man and leave man. Throw man away.
Ah. Praise the Lord. Before he hits the ground, all the bones in his body are broken.
Because that law is not in him.
Amen.
There's a law in the fish also that he has to live in what? In water. So when you bring a fish out from water, you see it what? Grasping.
asking for one breath.
Just a few minutes, it will die. Let's put you inside water. That law is not in you. So everything that God has spoken, when he told mango tree, from today, the law that I put in you is to bring fruits according to your seed.
Amen.
Mango tree. Always bringing forth what? The fruits of the seed that he was made of. Amen.
Yeah.
My brother, that law is in us also.
Right.
The image of God.
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
The image of God. That's the seed that is in us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we must also bring forth that same kind as we have been. Amen. So, the prophet said, by his own death and burial and resurrection, he proved his law to be what? To be right. Praise God. Now, Jesus said something one day in John 2:19. He said, give him John 2:19. Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Do you know that this statement, they use it against what? Against him. Amen. This statement, they use it against him. When the high priest and the Pharisees, they had arrested him. Amen. They were looking for witnesses to come. Brother Eli spoke about what? The sacrifice. God will be what? God will be examined.
Amen.
Amen. For that 5 days. When they arrested Jesus Christ, they were trying to influence what? Witnesses. That's what the Bible says. They were trying to influence what? Witnesses. To come and witness against him.
Amen.
But see, the Bible said they couldn't get anything against him. Oh, truly, the sacrifice was what? It was perfect. There was no blemish. There was no spot. There was no wrinkle in him. Amen. They tried and tried and tried. When you read the Bible, it tells you, then two people came and quoted this same thing. Said, okay, what I have against this man is that he said, that's our temple, he can break it down and then build it up in 3 days. Okay. Is this a case? Amen. Is this a case? Amen. Two witnesses came. Said, that's what he said. Is this something so that you have to what, kill him? So they asked Jesus, did you say that? He said, look at them. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I've forgotten what he said. He looked at them. He said something, and then he said something about what? The Son of Man coming down from heaven. Say, you have blasphemed.
That's right.
You have blasphemed. Look at the way how they judged him.
Amen.
They couldn't find anyone, any fault.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This sacrifice was really truly perfect. Amen.
Amen.
So they said, and when even he was on the cross, they used that same. Amen. They used that same to what? To accuse him. That is Matthew 24 to 40. Matthew 24 to 40. Let's give the attention. When he was on the cross, that was a statement. They were what? They were provoking him with. I want to say something on this. He said, is it Matthew 27:40? Then the people was, the people were saying that thou destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days. Send thyself. If thou be what the Son of God, come down from the cross. Amen. See? That was what we were using. And brother, listen closely. We have been singing that song all the time. That Lord, I tell you, you never call one of the angels to come and take the nails out of your hands. Even in the cross, on the cross, suffering. They were provoking him. My brother, now let's look at this closely. They were provoking him. He could have said one word, Brother James. He could have said only one word. But what? He kept his peace. Because he needed to what? Accomplish what he needed to do. My brother, let's take you from what? Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Never allow yourself under any provocation. Amen. To react. But hold your peace. Look at him suffering. He has every authority. He has every power in him to say only one word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And now look at the provocation they were telling him. No, you said you can what? You can destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. And you said, come down and see.
But he held his peace.
My brother, let's take this kind of word saying from the law. I wrote here, let's read from 42, 43. I don't know why I wrote it down here. I wrote read the 42 verses. So, and saying thou that destroy the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking him, mocking him with what? The scribes and elders, and said, he saved others, himself cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will what? We will believe in him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Look at the provocation. Suffering on the cross. But Jesus kept what? His peace. But under no circumstances, under no provocation, we should watch. Amen. And the devil that is trying to walk, find a small loophole in your life. Never allow. Let us not allow the enemy. Amen. So praise God. Now, our third reading about the sisters that went to the grave. Amen.
Amen.
To seek. And if Luke 24, 28. And said, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in, and found not the body of Jesus Christ. So what did they see? They saw, they saw what? An empty tomb. And that is our topic. The empty tomb. Oh, praise the Lord. The empty tomb wasn't there. And the empty tomb is a message. Praise God. When I was looking for an image of an empty tomb to use, I saw many. But this one was the closest to what the Bible says. Praise God. You see this in here. Amen. You see it? It's in the Bible. Praise the Lord. It was a message. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
A message that says that I am coming back.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And the disciples, they went in there. The thing is there. My brother, I see revelation is most important.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
According to Hebrew, all time, even in Italy, they do it. Praise the Lord. If a master is and finish eating, and he rolls the napkin like this, and throw it on the table, when the servant comes and see the napkin like this, that means the master has finished. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But when maybe there's the master is eating and something happens, he wants to go up on the table, when he will come back, he folds the napkin like this. Praise the Lord. And put it there.
Mm.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's a message to the servant that, well, I am coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, I have not yet finished. Yeah.
Right.
I am still on the job. Oh, praise God. Dangerous. Folded nicely. That was the message he wanted to give to his Lord, his disciples, or whoever will come to the temple, to the tomb, to tell you that I've not yet finished. I'm somewhere. I'm still working. As our brother said, he went to the region of lost, or the lost. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It was there, right on the day. Praise God. And when they looked, when you read the Bible, after the sisters came to tell Peter, and the disciples, he didn't mention the name, it's the other disciple. Amen. So when they were told, according to the Bible, immediately Peter and the other what? Disciple, they started running towards what? The tomb. Amen. And he said the other disciple overtook Peter. He overran Peter, the old man, praise the Lord. And he entered this, it was there. And they saw that truly, the tomb was empty. But the message, they couldn't understand. And so what you mean is that they went back to their homes. Oh my. They went back to their homes, that's all it them. Only two of them, they were going to Emmaus. The message. My brother, we are thankful to the Lord.
Amen.
This Malachi 4 is there. People are seeing it and reading it every day. But no revelation. Amen.
Amen.
But glory be to God.
Amen.
Oh, whom the message, whom the word was for, he came down to fulfill God's word. And that's why we, when we read it, we know what it means. When we see it, we know what it means. Oh, the empty tomb. His reason. The empty tomb. It brought, it carried what? A message. My brother, my sister, I want us to read something about how the prophet, when his first wife, died, on one resurrection morning like this, he went with a little Billy Paul to the grave. Let's read something here. Amen. And see the humility in every situation. Praise God. See, we're trying to work, build a situation whereby we can be able to humble ourselves. Praise God. That the way how God uses his own people. Amen. When some people don't understand, look at the way how John the Baptist died. Look at the way how Paul died. You wouldn't understand it. But it proves something. That God truly is what? Is doing his own work. Amen. He said, and the message of glorious, glorified Jesus, preaching in Phoenix, 1985. He said, I remember, now listen closely. And I remember after losing my wife, Billy, my little bitchy fellow, about like that. Probably he should about like that. I was kindly papa and mama both to him. Walked at night time. We were poor. Had just an old one room we were living in. I took the little fellow to the neighbors daytime while I was working as a lineman, trying to pay off the bills and so forth, and us to eat. Amen. I couldn't afford fire all night long. So I would take his little Coca-Cola bottle. Oh, why Coca-Cola bottle? He had what? The hygienic bottle, but Billy dropped it and what? It broke. So he found what? He couldn't even find money to buy another what? Another flask. So he used what? Coca-Cola bottle. I'll put the little cup over at the top of it, and at night time, I'll put it under my head. Let it lay against my body, and my heat of the body will keep this bottle warm. And when he wakes up in the night time and goes to crying, I will stick the bottle in his mouth. And then he will have what? A warm milk somehow. In daytime, I'll carry it under my arm here on my coat when we are out. We were buddies, that means we were friends. About a year after she was gone, I couldn't get over it, hardly. I had Billy in my arms, and he was crying for his money. And he didn't have a money to go to. I was walking back and forth, up and down, the same little path through the backyard. And he said, "Daddy, where is Mother?" And I said, "Honey, she's gone up to heaven." And I tried choking it back to keep him from crying. He himself, when he asked him, he nearly choked. But he had to what? Contain himself so that the child will not see it and cry. I said, he said, "Billy asked, will I see her again?" I said, "Yes, sweetheart. You will see him again," patting him like that. And he had his little head over my shoulder, and he would nod his little head up again and said, "Daddy," said, "Daddy, Daddy." I said, "What, mommy?" He said, "I see my mommy right up there in that cloud." The Papa said, "Oh my, it nearly killed me." What was it? Maybe God, I don't know. I can't say. One day later, we went to the grave on Easter morning with a little flower in Easter flower. And his little sister and mother, they were all lying down there. See, the sister lying on what? The mother's arm. We buried them out there. I was going down to the grave, and he had a little pot of flowers in his hand. And it was about what? The breaking of the day. Amen. At what? At the rising of the sun. Praise the Lord. And I took off my hat as we neared the grave. And the little fellow started crying, kind of choking on in himself. And I put my arm around him. He said, "Daddy, is mommy down there? Could we dig her up just a minute and talk to her?" And my little sister Sharon, there, I said, "Set the flowers down." And I put the flowers down and I said, "Honey, boy, the remains of the earthly gem lies there. But way across the sea yonder, toward the rising of the sun, there is an empty tomb."
Amen.
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 say, we will see him again. Amen. And I pulled him to my bosom and I prayed, there is an empty tomb yonder. Amen. My brother, my sister, then the prophet came with the bones of Joseph. Oh, glory be to God. He said, if a people can look at a casket and look at giant bones and have the faith to believe that one of these days they are going out from where they were, and what about we, the people looking at an empty tomb? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
People looking at bones can what? Gather faith and know that one of these days we are going out from here.
Amen.
And what about the people looking at what? An empty tomb. Oh, my brother, can we say that this old world can never hold me?
Amen.
I've put on my garments already, and I'm on way to heaven.
Amen.
Can we also believe that we will never die?
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And as he said what? He's an attorney and what? Judge. And the case is settled. There is no condemnation.
Amen.
All those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Looking at what? Dry bones. And then they had that what? They had that faith. The prophet said, this is what? Spiritual revelation. This is what? Spiritual revelation. So the prophet said, for those that are in Jesus, will God bring with him at the second coming? No matter what the world got to say about it. Oh, let me be dead and buried. Amen. In Christ Jesus. That's the hope of every believer.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ has said, that is what? Spiritual revelation. Oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
My brother, the empty tomb is a what? It's a spiritual revelation. So the prophet said, be buried in Christ. Be dead to the world. And alive in Christ. Looking for the things, which things? Heavenly things.
Amen.
Where Christ sat on the right hand of majesty. If only we will always believe in our heart that he is there, seated there.
Amen.
Amen. Do what? To what? To intercede for every confession that we will make.
Amen.
If you believe that, if I will believe that, my brother, my sister, then wouldn't be any fear in your life. Oh, I've done wrong. I know he's there. Praise God.
Amen.
I go down my knees and I confess to him.
Amen.
He will intercede for me. How many times do we do that? Praise the Lord. Knowing that he's there.
Amen.
He's sitting there purposely for that cause. If only he was a sincere believer, a sincere child, that knows that I've wronged. Amen. And I'll go to him. And he knows your heart, the way how you approach him. Because approach is the most important thing. Approach him with a broken spirit, a contrite heart. That will be your sacrifice. And he will not despise it. Amen.
Amen.
Let us not. He's risen. The resurrection power is in your heart.
Amen.
Let us not keep our sins. It will take you to what? Nowhere. Amen.
Amen.
Confess your sins. And don't go back to it anymore.
Amen.
Because we are not under what? The blood of bulls and goats. Praise God.
Amen.
Let me read. Now, look at how even the blood and the blood of bulls and goats, the way how it took with the prophets to put it here. He said in the Old Testament, the sinner brought what? The man. And he placed his hands on the man. While the priest cut the the lamb's throat. Man, in your presence, you put your hand on the lamb, and the priest cuts the throat. And then, once your hand is upon that lamb, he said, you feel the bleeding, and you hear the bleating. You feel the body stiffen. And anybody struggling with us is dying. You feel it. Because he needs to tell you something. You see the body stiffening there. And then after you see the smoke of the sprinkled blood ascend to God. And you knew that the lamb had taken your place. He knew that the life of the lamb had been forfeited for his. Just imagine it, how it feels. Amen.
Amen.
Really, if you go in with your true heart, you see that it's really painful that the lamb had gone through that kind of thing for you. But with all this, this could be one life. They don't do anything. They go back to sin again. Amen. But that in the New Testament, amen, our dying lamb is the Son of God, who gave his blood as a ransom for many by faith. We are talking about what? This kind of blood. Oh, you can never go back again. Yes, you make your mistakes, but you confess your sins and you never go back to it again. Get the message. Amen. Yes, in this flesh, you may fall here and there. Praise God. He's seated there. Go to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit.
Amen.
As your sacrifice, and he will forgive you. But never go back to it again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Or even any other sin again, because the spirit that comes in, the moment the spirit that comes in, it will never make you to go back to sin anymore. He said, we woke up and placed our hands upon that man as Christ Jesus. We see him with the bloody wounds, the lacerated back, the cruel tongues tearing his robe. We feel his pain. We hear him cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And what happened? The life that left that broken cells, see, came back upon the repentant one. If only you will repent, it will come, that spirit, that broken cell. Oh, that life will come back to you. And be in you. Amen. And so he said, we go back with no more desire to sin. And we now possess hatred for the works and the lust of the flesh. That's where, at this day of what? This the resurrection. The same, the rising of the sun in our hearts is what? A resurrection. Amen. That puts us on another atmosphere, another level of life, a newness of life. Amen. The old man, our old nature, everything is crucified with him. Because we have been buried in the same likeness of his death and have now resurrected in that same likeness, in the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
So we never go back to sin anymore. Amen. So then the same life, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. It will quicken your mortal bodies. He said the same spirit will come to what? And indwell in the repentant sinner's heart. Set him free. The sinner did not come back year after year anymore. Amen. He been set free from the dominion of sin and has received the life of Christ, whereby he reigns in victory over sin and over flesh. Amen. Empty tomb. Empty tomb. Brother, let's look at what? Something here. What he's saying as a closing. Amen. He said, look at Jehovah. Now, let's look at the way how he suffered, how he died. Amen. Jehovah standing in the courtyard, bruised and bleeding, with a thorn on his brow, and a spot on his face, mocked him and set him at naught. Jehovah despised and rejected, hanging naked on the cross. Could you imagine that? While the hypocrites jeered and dared him to come down, Jehovah dying, Jehovah praying and nothing happening, then Jehovah died. That is a sign for all men now. Amen. There's never any other sign like that. He said, now darkness came upon the earth. We are going through war from his death to his resurrection. Now darkness came upon the earth. Why? Because he is the light of Israel.
Amen.
Darkness came upon the earth. They put him in a tomb. And there he lay those days until the earthquake shattered the gloom of night. And he came forth. Now Jehovah came forth. Jehovah ascended on high. Then Jehovah returned in an indwelling church. He's here. Jehovah came back with a mighty rushing wind and flames of fire. Jehovah came back and walked in the midst of his church. He's walking in our midst this morning. Amen. And empower his people. He has empowered us.
Amen.
Once more. Amen.
Amen.
And then Jehovah came, and this time to stay in his people again. Jehovah heals the sick. He raises the dead and manifests himself by the Spirit again. Amen. Jehovah came down and raised the prostitute from sin. To sin no more.
Amen.
See? He said he came down to the drunkard with a flying blow upon his face. Do you know a flying blow? Huh? Have you witnessed a butterfly? Maybe on you flowing like this. Huh? It carries some real cool something. Amen. That's what the prophet says here. With a flying blow to the drunkard, he said, on the face, as he lay unconscious in the gutter, he comes and with that flying blow. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Jehovah came to manifest in flesh, manifest through the flesh. Jehovah came, God in us, the hope of glory. My brother, my sister, let's look at where we were and now what we are, where before and what we are today. Oh, my brother, we must have an empty tomb in our lives.
Amen.
I have my own empty tomb. Praise the Lord. Where I was a dead man. Praise the Lord. Today, when you go to the stadium, my seat at the stadium is empty.
Hallelujah.
That is my empty tomb.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Because football will never leave me. Amen. I was a player, really. Very good player. Very swift. Amen.
Amen.
I will dribble you and you will just sit on your pants. Praise the Lord. See, nothing will change me. And if I'm not playing, I'm seated there. But praise be to God.
Amen.
That tomb is empty.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Where I was dead is empty. And so, you, everyone, look back. your tongue is empty. I've looked at mine. Look at yours this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Is the tomb empty?
Amen.
Or you can see yourself still there?
No.
Empty tomb. Oh, praise God. So, brethren, what the Lord has done for us. There is a song that says, until you know the loving hand that reaches down to a fallen man. You know nothing. Brethren, it is so sweet to have God saved you. And if you don't know it, you have not experienced it, you will never know. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen men and picks him up above the plain where he has crawled. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, you know nothing. Until you know the love of God.
Amen.
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 The love of God is so great. Brethren, that is what he has shed for us. It is our day that we are in. Praise the Lord. I want to read something. There are many things that looking at the time, how to jump over many papers now. But I want to read it. It was from the Super Sign. Last Sunday, we couldn't finish the Super Sign. If I want to make something from the word of the prophet, amen. For it is. So now, watch the super sign. God came down in the form of a man and performed a sign. With his back turned to the tent and asked where Sarah was. Abraham said, she's in the tent behind me. And he said, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. And Sarah did something. She kind of laughed. And he said, why did Sarah laugh, saying, these things can't be? He perceived the thought that was in Sarah's mind. Amen. God perceived the thought that was in Sarah's mind. Sarah didn't laugh. No, Sarah. He said he loved me. And God perceived him in the tent behind him, and he knew that it's coming. Now look, Jesus, when he came on the earth, he was that super seed. When he came, he declared to the people the very same thing. Is that right? Jesus could know the heart of the people. He could tell the Pharisees, you have planned to kill me. Why? Amen. Now, knowing that this end time was coming, look at the grace we have. Knowing that this end time was coming, and said, this thing that I do, shall you the same, because God said, I am going to give you an eternal and everlasting sign. And that is what a super sign. Look at the track of the church. It's come up through Luther, Wesley, Pentecostals, and denominations. We have had a revelation of all other kinds of things. We have speaking in tongues, we have had gifts of healing, we've had what many things that have been manifested. But look, right at the end time, before the burning and destroying, the super sign appears mysteriously, right on the scene again before us. Amen. God himself, not a man, but God made manifest a super sign, a time that his son did, his super son promised the same at the end times. As it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. The super sign will return. Amen. The super sign will return. But just before the destroying of the world, the super sign must appear again. An eternal, everlasting resurrection sign. My brother, we have seen it in this our age, in this our message, in our prophet. Praise God.
Amen.
But I never play with this message. It's God. Amen. What is the super sign? The resurrection of Jesus Christ, after being dead for 2,000 years, still stands. Amen. Still stands in the midst of us. The same as he did then, manifesting himself in his church, in human flesh. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many believe it?
Amen.
Your empty tomb, is it empty? Glory to bless you. Praise the Lord. And the musicians come. Brethren, he left a message. Empty tomb is the word. It's a message to you and me. This morning, my brother, my sister, we are receiving something from what? From God. Yes. Reason. And so is what? Every one of us, we have risen with him. The same resurrection power is working now. Amen.
Amen.
That's why you never have to look down upon yourself, but believe that God indwells in his church.
Amen.
He's in you and he's in me. And remember, oh, Christ is alive. And he's still at what? He's still at the right hand of majesty.
Amen.
To intercede for you and me. So this morning, make everything right with God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This resurrection day, make everything right with God.
Amen.
And never go back to it. With a heart, a broken spirit and a contrite. Make right with God this morning, this resurrection morning. And come out from your dead situation, dead conditions, because he's that same one that stood there and said, Lazarus, come forth. He's calling you to come forth. If you have anything to confess this morning, it's the only great day for you to make that confession. The day of resurrection. And resurrect with him.
Amen.
Come back to life, my brother, my sister. Come back to life. Because his life is living.
Amen.
Be sincere this morning. Be sincere this morning. A little thing that easily besets you, it shouldn't happen in your life as a Christian. Today is a resurrection day. Come out. Come out. This is a restoration day. Not only a resurrection, but a restoration day. He wants to restore you once again. How he had known you before the foundation of the world. You were in him.
Amen.
And today, with the sun rising, even flowers know that they have to claim their life. And so they all come out and open what? Their petals.
Amen.
Oh, last time I was looking at what my backyard, when the winter was on, all the green had been what? Had been weeded. They look so bad. Praise the Lord. And even weeds started coming out. But when the return of the sun, when I look back again at my backyard, you know what I saw? Flowers. Oh, beautiful flowers. Yellowish. Sprout up everywhere. The return of the sun. Amen. The rising of the sun brought even life back onto what? Botany. The same also, we have a greater resurrection in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us all come back to life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to and bless you. Let's stand. Of joy, a day of rejoicing. The brethren who
want to look it at another way. You want to see this thing. As long as I'm in this world, little, little things are still necessary. From this day of the resurrection, I want to resurrect him. I want to come into life. I know I cannot do it on my own strength. This morning, Lord, I'm seeking. I'm seeking your peace. I'm seeking your help. Because it has seek only you that can help me. From today, Lord, my life is changed. From today, Lord, I don't go back. From today, Lord, I am risen. From today, Lord, I can look at my empty tomb and I will see myself no dead. No more dead.
Amen.
No more dead. I will not stand in the ways of sinners anymore. I won't sit at the seat of scoffers anymore. In my life, I want you to be lost in you, God, through Christ Jesus, sealed by the Holy Ghost. That's my prayer this morning. That is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we ask a blessing for our women.
Time of remembrance of that very first Easter. Lord, together with the saints on that day, Lord, we can feel it, Lord, what they must have felt on that day.
Amen.
When the news came that he is risen again.
Hallelujah.
When the news came, Lord, that the tomb was empty, Lord, it did something to Peter and the other disciple.
Amen.
It did something to them, Lord, and energized them. And they ran all the way to the tomb. And they saw for themselves with their eyes, Lord, that the news was true, that it was indeed an empty tomb, Lord.
Amen.
And there was a message that had been left there where the body of Jesus lay, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we could remember even Mary, when Lord, her Lord had been taken away from her, and she didn't know what to do, Lord. And she came to the tomb and found there was no body. Yet, Lord, from behind her, you called her name, saying, Mary. Lord, it did something to her, Lord. It must have given her great joy, for she ran into the city to where the disciples were, Lord, and she told them of the news that you are risen again. Lord and Father, how joyful it was, Lord, for you proved right then in that morning, Lord, that you are the Messiah, and that, Lord, you have conquered death for us that are here today, Lord, and we can rejoice in that message also. That, Lord, death is conquered, the sin question is settled, and there is now no condemnation in our hearts, and we can serve you boldly, O God. May you help us, Father, this Easter morning, Lord, that, Father, if there be a dead condition in our lives, O God, Father, may we put it in your hands, for your the life, the law of life is in you, Lord, that, Father, every part of our lives that is dead this morning may be resurrected as well, and that it may begin to live, oh God. Father, that we may begin to testify of you, to show, Father, the law of Christ in us, Lord, that you have put, oh God, for the enemy has for many years had victory over many of us, Lord, laughing and lying to us, Lord, that we are sinners, but today we know, oh God, that we are not sinners. Today we know that we are living in you, oh God, and that one of these days, Lord, the real Easter will come again, and that, Father, you will come to take your children to that place that you are preparing, oh God. Father, help us, Lord, that as we go, Lord, for this little break, that, Father, we may reflect on it, Lord, that we may think on it, Father, for, Lord, it may yet be this afternoon that you may come, Lord, what it would mean for me, what it would mean for my brother. Oh God, it's nothing compared, Lord, Father, to that experience when you shall come again. Help us, Father, that we may look in our lives to consider and to see where we stand, Lord, and that, Father, we may be ready for that day, Lord, when you would come again. Bless our brother that's ministered, Lord. Renew his strength again. Father, bless the people in our midst, the visitors, Lord. I pray for them, O God. Father, we pray that your word would achieve, Lord, what you sent it for this afternoon. May it encourage us. May it give us boldness, Lord, to come before you, the one that died for us, Lord. We pray, Father, bless every request in the hearts of your people. Yes. Father, we ask, Lord, and commit this afternoon into your hands, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, now we are going to rejoice. Let's sing and rejoice. Amen. And we will have maybe 1.5 hours break, and let's come during the afternoon service. It will be just a very short one. Praise the Lord. Remember the preacher, and that is thing. Amen. And if you bring anything, just look around and see one or two people brought something more. You can go take something from the authority. But let's sing and rejoice. For today, a day to rejoice. Amen. Our sins forgiven. No more. Our tent is no more hitched. In what? In Egypt. God bless you. Willie. Amen.
My tent is no more pitched.
and they were listening to the prophet, he was saying that there are some little things we overlook. And we were trying to look at all those little things. Amen. And, well, something dropped that the way how we file out from this house. Yes. And the little thing that we overlook, that we think God is the one. Really, watching close, you see, and make God feel there. So, when the preacher lives in here, it is like, the change of God. The changing of God doesn't take, there's no break in it. So, as the preacher is moving, one of the deep things will come and stand here. Praise God. And he now takes authority. So when he orders you to move, starting from here, amen. You file out from roll behind, then he comes here, the same thing, so that we file out what? In a very orderly way. Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to stay, you can sit down, and while the next person file out by you, praise the Lord. So, change of God. When the preacher leaves, one of the deacons comes down here, and unless you give order, no one is involved. Praise the Lord. He will look at you, or you give him a sign, then move out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As we encourage you, bless you, brethren.
In the door.